This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this,
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hey, everybody, you found me, Rosie O'Donnell, right here, Onward with me, Rosie O'Donnell. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. I know you've probably heard the news from my TikTok if you're a frequent listener, but Julie Andrews has returned. Yes, I was gone, and then I went away for the weekend to Ojai, and then I came home yesterday, and I just sat out there for a couple of hours, and sure enough, a whole bunch of new squirrels are there. I mean, I don't even know where they came from, where they live, but two of them are very chestnut golden brown colored, a boy and a girl, and they each took a walnut from me, from my hand, on day one. That was like such a victory. And then Julie came down, which was just the most fantastic thing. I don't even know how to explain it. I really don't. But, you know, I'm a little nervous that the dog that we're getting, the autism service dog, will chase the squirrels. But apparently they don't chase squirrels, but they're dogs, I think. Aren't they going to chase squirrels? I don't know. But right now, while you're listening to this, I am actually in the training for the dog that we're getting. I have to go for 10 days, can you believe that? To be trained to be the handler of the dog. It's probably going to be a lab. It could be a lab doodle or it could be a golden, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be a lab. And, you know, I told them we wanted a girl and that was our only request was a girl, whatever one they think would be good for our family and for, you know, my kiddos' needs. So many people I know, kids with autism, and I've heard from a lot of moms who've already had the dog and for a couple of years, their dog, and they told me how much it changed the life of their autistic child. And, you know, that's the big goal here. More participation in life and going out of the house. And when panic or whatever comes, the dog can go cuddle. And I'm ready to do it. I'm making a commitment. We'll see what happens. Good luck me, you know, 10 days anywhere. Good luck me, you know. I don't know. I made a very kind of obnoxious comment. I said, excuse me, but what kind of sheets do you have? You know? And the other people are like, what? I'm like, no, and the bed there, because I have trouble sleeping. Can I bring my own sheets? What size is the bed? Like, I'm asking them all these questions. And the people are like, I cannot believe that that's what you're asking. I'm like, it's the thing I'm most worried about. Sleeping in a strange place with the new dog for 10 days alone without my kiddo. That's going to be tough, but onward, people. What other choice do we have? Onward. Okay, listen. Today's episode, my good friend Jimmy Smigula, star of stage, screen, and TV. I met Jimmy over 20 years ago when he was picked to play a game on my talk show, and he stood up in the audience and sang his way into my heart. And, you know, sometimes you just connect to people and, you know, like, you know them your whole life, you know? I don't know how it happens, but sometimes it does. And that's what happened with me and Jimmy Smigula. And we've been really close friends ever since. And I love the guy, and he is killing it in Spamalot on Broadway. He's done so many Broadway shows, and he's a barrel of laughs. Here's me and Jimmy Smigula.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Jimmy Smigula.
Oh my God. How are you, honey? Are we starting?
We're started. This is how it goes.
We just jump right in. For the Flintstones, my friend. Happy New Year.
Now you, star of Spamalot, getting specifically called out in the New York Times interview for a brilliant performance.
Isn't that nice? Thank you.
How did you feel, Jim? I mean, what number show is this for you, Broadway?
This is my eighth Broadway show, which is a miracle. I am a kid from New Jersey who grew up, much like you did, wanting to feel that waxy playbill in my hand every single night of my childhood. And my parents, I would sneak into the city on the PATH train and just walk around the Broadway theater district. I didn't have any money. I would just walk around and look at the theater. And if the show was going on a Wednesday afternoon, I would go into the box office just to listen to the show through the doors.
Yeah.
I would get close.
You're so young that you don't remember. I would get like standby tickets for $10.
Yes, I would do. I'd do even better than that, Ro. When I was at NYU, which I went on a scholarship because we had no money. But when I was at NYU, I would stand in front of the theater a half hour before the show. And when the people were going in, I'd say, anybody have an extra ticket for a drama student? And I would always get an extra ticket.
Wow.
The rich people would go, oh, my uncle's not coming. He's sick. Here you go, kid. And I would sit. I mean, I just, whatever it took for me to be able to sit in a Broadway theater. And, you know, I remember I saw Phantom of the Opera when I was 13 years old. My Aunt Liz, God rest her soul, she died when she was 92. She took me because I grew up in New Jersey. Right. And they had a town trip on the school bus. And we went. And we sat in the rear mezzanine, and I sat all the way up against the right side of the theater, in the back of the theater, and I watched Phantom of the Opera. And then, 14 years later, I was in Phantom of the Opera at the same theater, and I would look up at the exact seat I sat in.
Yes.
Can you believe that?
Can you imagine, Jimmy, if you or I were not born in the tri-state area?
I know.
What would have happened if we were born in Kansas? What would we have done?
No, we would have made it here. Because I perform with guys all the time. You met that kid, Daniel Beeman, who's in my show, who's 30 years
so
old.
Good.
He was in Funny Girl. Now he's in my show. He's in the ensemble. He grew up in Omaha, Nebraska. There's a kid from Missouri in my show. They come from all over the world. I perform with kids from Australia when I was in Billy Elliot. You find a way.
Yeah, you really do. You really do.
And tell everyone,
we have a little audio clip of when you and I met each other for the very first time.
And no one believes it. It's for the first time, but people, it was for the first time.
I was doing my show, and we have this guy, Joey Cola, who would get all the contestants. I had nothing to do with who was chosen. And I went up, and well, I don't even have to tell you. Let's take a listen.
Play the clip.
Rosie O'D.
Hi.
How are you? Good.
Jimmy Smigula. What's up with that?
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm all right.
What do you do for a living, Jimmy?
I'm a struggling actor.
No kidding.
I'm an unemployed actor
right now.
That's all
right. Most actors are unemployed.
True.
What have you done, Jim?
I've done some fun stuff, Rosie.
Like what?
I was on the national tour of the Phantom of the Opera for a little bit of a time.
Excuse me. Sing for me, Jimmy Smigula.
Smigula. What was I thinking?
You know, being alive in F...
He's prepared.
Somebody hold me too close.
Listen to you.
Somebody hurt me too
deep. Oh my God.
Somebody sit in my chair and ruin my sleep
and make me aware of being alive.
What a voice you have, sir. And now I'm hugging him. Now I just go, can he live in my house and sing to me all the time?
And my heart is pounding so fast.
Yeah. Now, that was the first time that was the first time that we met.
That was the first time we ever met. And I told my father.
And I just felt, I felt like I knew you for millions of years.
Well, I, of course, I mean, that's what makes you so, as such an incredible human being, is that we all feel like we've known you for millions of years. But
right.
I remember being a kid watching Star Search and saying to my father, Daddy, my favorite's coming on today, Rosie O'Donnell, she's going to win. I got to watch. I mean, how old could I have been? 10,
it was 84.
12?
I was 84.
I was 9 years old.
You were 9 years old.
And I loved you
then. I was 22 years old.
And I
went out there. Yeah. And you know, it's so funny. I it's a New York thing. Maybe it's a past life thing.
It's a blue collar thing.
A love of Broadway thing.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Right?
I don't know, but to be friends with you now after dreaming about being friends with you for most of my life is a very wonderful, odd, special experience.
But you know, it's interesting because I don't feel any of that coming from you in the best way. I'm not complaining,
yeah.
Believe me. I'm just saying, you're just one of my friends. Like I never, I don't ever think, you know, oh, remember I met him and I just think, oh, there's Jimmy.
Well,
Jimmy
it's
and
weird
Bridger.
Because I don't think of you as TV's Rosie O'Donnell. I think of you as my friend Roro. You're just my friend. And literally, if you said to me tomorrow, I'm quitting show business, I'm going to go work at the grocery store, I would still be your friend.
Of course.
Just a wonderful person to have as a friend. You've been such a confidant for me. I've told you things I've never told anybody else.
And I'm going to tell the audience right now.
No,
believe me, I'm not. I've told you a couple things myself.
Yeah,
and
my God,
there was that vacation we took to Florida we all had to swear on a bunch of Pat Conroy novels that we would never tell what happened that week.
You know, I said to you once, why are you my friend? You are in your 60s. You've had this incredible big life. You have so many friends. And yet at your age and your experience in life, you still bring people in. I mean, you've really brought me into your inner circle. It's not like we're peripheral friends. You are one of my dear friends now. And,
Jim, that's all that life is about. Is the other people in your world. It really is. And as I go through trying to figure out, you know, where's the right place for me and my kiddo and, you know, my other children are still in the New York, New Jersey area.
Yes.
And I want them to know each other, the children, and to be, even though there's a 10-year age gap between Vivi and Dakota/Clay.
I know that
it's hard to bridge that gap, but I think it's so important, especially for a kid with special needs, you know?
Oh,
a kid
absolutely.
With autism who doesn't always perceive the world in the way that you think they are, you know?
Sure.
It's been very interesting, but I think it's all about the people, you know? It's funny when you said, if I worked in a grocery store, you know, the place I love to go the most is the grocery store because you can make the cashiers laugh. And, you know, it was funny. During the height of my fame, it wasn't as much fun to go out in public and make people laugh because they were expecting you to make them laugh because you made them laugh every day on TV for an hour. And they assumed a familiarity and yet that kept me separate from them and not able to be equal. But now that I have gray hair and I'm older and people don't know it's me, sometimes if I don't talk, they don't know at all.
Yeah.
And it's been beautiful for me to remember how wonderful it is to make an anonymous human connection with another person.
Oh, my God. That is so beautiful. And it must be nice for you to feel that it's an authentic connection.
Well,
because
I can tell
it's not a connection with a celebrity. It's just a connection with a human.
I can tell when people recognize me, even if they don't say it. I can feel it. I can tell, right? But when people don't, I go in. You know, I go like, okay, let's do this, human to human.
But you love people.
Yeah, but I do love people. I do love people. More coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
You know, you came to Spamalot and it meant so much to so many of us and the wardrobe people and the crew. And you stayed with us for 45 minutes and it made me so happy to see you so happy because
yes.
People were so happy to see you. And you should know you'll always have a place on Broadway. No one will ever forget what you did for Broadway shows. You single-handedly saved some of them during your show.
Yes, but you know what? They've saved me more times than I can imagine. Every time in my life that there's something really hard and really difficult emotionally to get through, it's always a musical that brings me back.
It's incredible.
And I remember with stuff with Chelsea, you know?
Yeah.
Which is a challenge still.
Yes.
That was when Hamilton came out.
Oh.
And when I was in therapy, the therapist kept saying, you know, you never cry in here. How come you never cry in here about this? You're so upset, I can tell, but you hold it all back. I go, come with me to see Hamilton, because I would go once a week.
I
needed to go. I needed to hear the song about forgiveness. I needed to hear the brilliance of that score and see the artistry on stage and be taken out of myself, you know? And I sure was. And I've been grateful my whole life for Broadway, because I don't know what I would have done.
Not to play a therapist here, but it's probably a real connection to your own mother, because I know she's the one who introduced you to Barbara Streisand. And Barbara Streisand's the ultimate Broadway star. And I'm sure that you feel your mom's love and you feel all those feelings that you felt when you were a kid when you go to a Broadway show.
Yeah, I definitely do. I remember her taking us to Radio City Music Hall, and there was a story where she auditioned for the Rockettes and she got in, which is sort of strange because she was short from what I remember. But anyway, this is the family lore. And then when someone dies, you never know if it was true or, you know what I mean?
Same in Italian families.
Nobody really knew. But she loved the Rockettes and she loved going and taking us there and getting the lemon drops and having our hands covered with sugar the rest of the night.
And I remember when you got your first Emmy Award and you were crying and you said, I sat there with my mother.
Yes.
It's so beautiful.
Like, in the top row, all the way in the third balcony, in the back.
I had no money. We sat in the back. I felt so lucky to be sitting in the back. I felt lucky to be sitting anywhere. You know, I took my dad to his first Broadway show when I was 12. which was my first Broadway show, Les Mis. I remember it was at the Broadway Theater, and the whole side of the theater was painted as young Cosette, the whole big side of the theater. And I knew a girl in it. I was in this little performing group called Pro Kids. I must have been 11 or 12, and she was young Cosette twice a week. She sang Castle on a Cloud, and she said, come before the show, and I'll give you and your dad a tour backstage. And so we did, and I was in awe, and my dad bought me the little cassette, and I listened to it every day, three times a day for 2 weeks before we went. And after the show, I just knew that's what I wanted to do. But my blue-collar truck driver father, who never went to college and never went to a Broadway show, at intermission stood up and said, get your coat. And I said, Daddy, it's not
it's
over
not
yet.
Over.
It's only intermission. He goes, oh, it's halftime. It's 9:45. He said, right. How long is this thing? Because, you know, Les Mis is over 3 hours long back then.
Yes.
But, you know, those memories there. I just saw Here Lies Love at the same theater, the Broadway Theater. And I walked in there and I thought, my God, I walked in here with my dad 30-something years ago, 35 years ago.
It's wild, isn't it? Wild.
It's a beautiful
thing. How about when you go
into
a Broadway theater, you sit down, you're watching the show, and you realize, I performed in this theater.
Yes.
I did Seussical here.
Yes.
Like, I sometimes I'm like, that was my entrance through that stage door right there, you know?
And Ro, didn't you do Seussical and the Rosie O'Donnell show at the same time, or is that crazy?
And I had two foster kids and three kids.
How?
It was insanity.
I mean, I'm sure you had help, but how much help could you possibly have?
Of course I had help. But you know what? It was like a mania. It was like a hyper, like, you know, I mean, I don't know. When I look back and I think of the amount of stuff that happened in my life from the time I was 30 to the time I was 40, it's unbelievable.
You did it all.
In that decade, I did it all. And then I said, check, please. Because
did you get nervous when you were like hosting the I watched the old Tony Awards. I watched you host them. You told me once you never get nervous.
I don't really.
So
you know, you know what's interesting, Jim? Just recently, I did a short film for Carol Leifer with Kevin Pollak.
Yes.
And again, a lot of Chelsea stuff going down. And
yes.
I could not sleep. I couldn't eat. I couldn't remember my lines. And I got there and I said to her, I'm really sorry, everyone. This is what's going on in my family. And I haven't been able to, you know, and at the end of, we did all their coverage first. And then at the end, they almost did me line by line, you know? And I just went, wow, it's not the same as it was. I don't have the ability to leave everything else at the door anymore. You know, it goes with me. And I find it as you're older and the days you have left are shorter, you try to mend and fix all of the things like in real time. Like it used to be like, no, I'm working. I have a show. As if the most important thing in life is a show.
Right.
You know?
Well, at 35 or 32, it was.
It sure was.
It may have been for you, but that's not how it is. You know, I keep saying backstage, no one over 35 years old should do a Broadway show. They should take your equity card away when you turn 35 because it's too much. It's too exhausting.
Well, you know, Emma Stone did Cabaret, right? And she said at the Golden Globes, I don't know that I could do another one. I thought, it'll only be 3 hours a day. She's like, it killed me.
It
is so exhausting. And you have to have so much discipline to take care of yourself and your throat. And you're always surrounded in close contact with many other people. And everyone's getting sick. And you're trying not to miss a show.
Yes.
It's really like Olympic athlete type stuff.
Yes. And I've been sick for 3 weeks. And, you know, it's just, and we're all sick and there's COVID happening again and COVID is surging in New York and I'm wearing a mask again on the subway and mentally too, it's just difficult. You know, thank God every single person, I'm not just saying this, every person in that theater is incredible where I work. It's incredible.
Yes. And
it's
I have to say, Jimmy, honestly, let me just talk a little bit about Spamalot. I thought it was so freaking funny and the cast was so good. There wasn't any moment where the quality dropped for a second, everyone hit it out of the park. And it was a joy to watch and a beautiful night of theater.
Well,
it really was.
We were all so excited that you were there. And, you know, anytime you go to see any Broadway show, I think everybody's just so happy to see you. and you're welcome with open arms anytime. You always have a community of people that just love you and lift you up on Broadway forever.
Yes, and I, you know, I love that community. It is to me where showbiz is most like what I dreamed it would be.
Oh, wow.
I don't find that, you know, movie making Hollywood, you're always in a car, you have to drive 50 minutes to get to anyone. There's no real community, but there it's like 15 blocks.
Yeah.
And everybody is in that little area and they're running to their theater and they're going to get a bite after at the same places that are open. And and you really come to be a part of something so much bigger than you, you know?
I know.
It was Joni Mitchell that said about Hollywood, this illusionary place, this scared, hard-edged rat race. Oh, liberty is laced with borderlines, you know?
Oh, my God. And where are we trying to get to? You know, I hate that phrase, I want to make it. I just want to make it. Where do you, are you going?
You know, Jim, the saddest thing that I ever saw about show business was Joan Rivers' last documentary.
Oh,
where she was a grandmother in the back of the car with her grandson and her mink coat and her Bentley. And she's calling her agent and she's still trying to make it somewhere.
Do a cruise ship.
Whatever it was, she was 80 years old.
I know.
And I thought, oh my God, if that happens to me, somebody take me out to a field somewhere. There is no,
it
broke my heart. It broke my heart.
It is heartbreaking. And you know what's interesting? I have gotten to work with a lot of celebrities, a lot of people who have quote unquote made it, right? Big stars, Emmy Award winners. And I worked with one person. I won't say who it is, but I worked with one person in a show. Big star, multiple Emmy Awards. And he said to me once, I'll never carry a movie. I'll never be Will Ferrell or Jack Black. No one will ever trust me to carry a comedic movie, ever. It's so disappointing to me. It's so depressing to me. And I thought to myself, this guy who, from my perception, has it all, a big house in LA and so much money, successful, multiple awards for everything. And he's depressed about his career. He's sad. Yeah. He's frustrated. So when you start to learn that as an actor who's trying to get somewhere, I stopped trying to get anywhere. I just want to work. I just love working. I love acting. I love working. I don't care about getting anywhere. But when you realize
there's nowhere to get.
And that's in life. It's all about the journey. There's no destination for anybody, no matter what. And if you can make a couple of your dreams come true, that's it, you know, and have a beautiful family and beautiful friends and laugh. I mean, Norman Lear just died at 101 years old. All he did was laugh. I was so lucky to know him a little bit, and I know you did too. And he loved to laugh, and he loved people, and he loved to talk and get together, and that's it.
Yeah, I think that's it too. I think that's why he lived so long too.
Yes,
you know,
and
he
Carl
was constantly
Reiner and Mel Brooks,
totally
and all these guys who were just
geniuses.
Laughing all day. You know,
right? And they kind of knew a little something about love. You know,
Yes,
they really did.
Yeah, they did. You're right.
Do you like doing, tell everybody about your own podcast. Do you have your own podcast?
I do. And I'll tell you, I haven't done, well, first of all, you were the first guest.
Yes, I was.
Thank you very much. It's called Baby Mouth. And every episode, so I grew up in New Jersey and my mother literally fed me the same 10 foods for my entire childhood up until I was 18.
Give me the 10.
Meatloaf, chicken fingers, pizza every Friday because Jesus didn't want us to eat meat on Fridays for some reason, which I still didn't understand. I think the Pope in like 1972 said, you can eat meat again. And my father said, not my Pope. And we still didn't have meat on Sunday.
We didn't either. We did pizza on Fridays too for the
same
reason.
Every Friday we'd have grilled cheese for lunch and pizza for dinner. It was never meat. Sundays we'd have a big Italian pasta and sausage and garlic bread, but I never had sushi. I never had tuna fish, which is what you and I did. I never had a Caesar salad. I thought pad thai was a soup. I didn't know that was noodles. That's delicious.
And delicious
noodles.
Delicious,
I love
that
pad thai now.
Pad thai is
nice. And I love sushi. I go to Sugarfish and Nobu. When my fancy friends take me to Nobu, I can go, Rosie. But yes, it's delicious. So I said to myself, I'm going to start this podcast where every week a friend of mine will come on and I'll do a favorite food of theirs. And I'll try it for the first time. Now, it's not always successful. Tuna fish I didn't enjoy.
You did not like it. And I was hoping for the first one that you would have been like, yes, but no, I didn't choose
well.
It
was too much fish and I don't like the mayonnaise.
And the mayonnaise for you,
yeah. I think the way you prepared wasn't good for me.
The capers, you didn't like the capers?
I didn't like any of that, no, on a Triscuit.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Not good. And my mother said I could have eaten that whole thing. My mother loves tuna fish.
I love it too. Why didn't she make it for you as a kid?
I don't know. She never did. And she would say to me, I would always, you know, she's on my podcast every episode. She's at the end. Yeah. And I say to her, why didn't you feed me this? And we tell stories and she tells me stories of her childhood. But I haven't recorded a new episode because I've been so busy. You know, I self-produce it and I have to edit it and I have to get the guest and the food and my mother on Zoom, which is its own show.
Right, challenge.
Oh,
exactly.
Its own challenge. You know, she's 77 and it's hard to get her on Zoom. But I love doing that podcast.
What is the food that you are most surprised that you love?
Sushi. Absolutely. Sushi. Like a tuna sashimi, just raw red.
Yeah.
And it tastes like a hamburger to me. It tasted delicious. I couldn't believe how good that was, the sushi.
I love sushi. There's something amazing about really good food, and it
you
took me a while.
You had caviar for me. I had free with you the first time in Miami.
Yes. Didn't you love it?
It was good. I like caviar.
Yeah, it's surprising, right?
Yeah, it was surprising. I don't know. It's good to try new things. And now I can really go to any restaurant and try. Because, you know, I couldn't go any place. I was too afraid. Fear is not a good thing to have in life.
At all.
I even tell, like, if I work with young actors, like, you got to work on the thing that scares you the most and the thing you're worst at. You know, that's you as an actor. When people see you in dramatic roles, they go crazy. Because you didn't do them for so long. But you see, I know this much is true. And these incredible roles, and you bring so much to these dramatic roles. And that's
an
incredible thing. But you said no to the fear of doing that. I'm sure you must have been
concerned. I was a little concerned. But I also knew, you know, I knew that I could do it. I knew that I had it in me. And not an arrogant way. Just I read the script and... You know, especially with I Know This Much Is True, when I met Derek, the director, Siam France, and he said, do you know this character? I said, oh, yes, because the woman who raised me was a social worker after my mom died, and I know exactly this person. And he's the one who said, will you cut your hair, shave the sides, and leave it front? And I was like, sure.
And so it looks so good.
You know, well, I like it. You know, a lot of people, when they're mad, mostly about my Trump comments, come on and leave mean messages on my TikTok, and they'll all say things like, oh, yeah, hey, dude, nice hair, butchie, as if I didn't cut it this way myself, as if I was, like, in a gang and they were forcing me to cut my hair like this.
Yeah, you're in a lesbian, dykey lesbian gang that forces you to cut your hair. No, it looks incredible.
No, I like it because, number one, it's so easy, and number two, I was never one of the girls who knew how to like take my long hair and throw it in a messy bun.
Right, right, right.
I always look like the kid who didn't have a mother who didn't get her hair brushed. It's so deep really in a lot of ways.
It's
you know, and
deep.
Recently Dakota did it. Dakota told me, Clay, few months ago, she said, Mommy, my hair no longer fits my head.
Wow.
And I said, that's fascinating. What do you think we should do about that? And they said, I think I need to get it cut. So we went through all the pictures that I had of them at different ages and said, now you had it this length at one point, you had it this. So she chose sort of where it is, like at her collar or her shoulders. And they are so much happier with it that way. And
it's amazing the... They're such a wise little kid. I mean, they're just a little kid.
Yes,
and yet they
11.
Know so much about themselves. That's what I'm always fascinated by, Clay.
Yes.
Whenever I'm with them, whenever they're in the room, or whenever I hear them say anything, or you tell me something that they say, I go like, oh my God, they're only 11 years old.
I'm constantly amazed by what they come up with. And the perspective with which they see the world.
It's beautiful. You know? It's really beautiful.
Autism is a different operating system. And I don't know if you've ever tried to go from Microsoft Word to Apple. You know, very few people are fluent in both, you know.
And how do you navigate that as a mother and as a parent?
Well, that's the question. Stay tuned for more with me and Jimmy Smagula.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com, that's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We don't know anything. You just don't know. And that's the fun of life. And I imagine that's the joy and surprise of parenting. You know, I never had any desire to be a parent. I love kids. I love babies. I have a niece and a nephew who are the cutest things in the world. And they saw me on the Thanksgiving Day parade with Spamalot. And my brother sent me a video of them going, there's Uncle Jimmy, there's Uncle Jim. They're clapping. Yeah. And it's adorable. It's wonderful. I never want my own kids. I love kids. Never. But
not like there wasn't a time in your life, in your 20s
never,
or 30s.
No, never. No. And I know women who were single women who got to 40 and said, I'm going to become pregnant. I need to have a child. It is a real need for people.
Yes. I needed a child. I didn't need to get pregnant, but I definitely knew I needed a child when I hit 30. And I felt like I had achieved so much in movies. And I did all these amazing movies in a row. And,
yes, you did.
And, you know, and then Greece. I went and did, yeah, and then I did Broadway. And then I'm like, okay, now it's time to have a kid.
And when did you have Parker? Was it during Grease or during the show starting?
Right after Grease, before the show started. So he was a few months old. He was like 9 months old or a year old when I started in 96 because he was born in 95. And he took his first steps at 30 Rock in my dressing room.
Oh,
and,
my God.
It was wild. And
I always think, I wonder if you and I would be friends if I knew you back then. You know what I mean? We didn't really know each other, you know?
Yeah, I didn't have enough time then.
Yeah.
Because I was busy, you know, the show is hard to do. When you look at like Kelly Clarkson or, you know, Stephen Colbert or Jimmy Fallon, you have to think, this is a hard gig and they've been doing it for years
People
and years and years.
People don't know how hard it is. They think you show up and it's fun and it's a great time. I mean, I always think, you know, Broadway is a grind, but doing a daytime television show is a grind. Sometimes you don't want to be happy and have to talk to some idiot who has a movie coming out. Sometimes you probably just want to be angry all day or sad all day.
Well, yeah, or so something happens in the world. Columbine happened. I couldn't stop crying. God. I could hardly do a show. I could hardly talk and get... I thought, how am I going to do this? And luckily for me, I had already decided that I was going to leave my show and not re-sign the contract.
Oh.
And then 9/11 happened, and it really cemented that idea for me.
Yeah.
So I only had from September 11th until June to get through, and then I was done.
God. Yeah.
And it, when world, you know, catastrophes happen, I don't do well. And when I have a daily deliverable, that could be a problem. You know?
Yes, a daily deliverable. That's a great way to, yes. I mean, even, you know, I just had to go through the death of my dog 2 weeks ago. And it feels silly in a way because it's like, well, it's a dog, but that dog was our child. Mm-hmm. That was our fur-covered child.
Right.
And so, you know, but for me, it was different because I knew if I could get back to the show, to Spamalot, that it would make me happy.
Right.
And it did. I buried my dog, not buried, but we said goodbye on Christmas Day, which was a Monday, and I flew back the next day and I did the show Tuesday night because I knew if I could get back to that Broadway theater, I will be joyful. And so sometimes
and there's something,
save you.
I agree. There's something about doing a daily deliverable like a Broadway show where you are in an ensemble.
Yes.
And everyone is counting on you to be there for yourself and for them, help them if they have a problem or, you know, so it almost lifts your spirits and carries you through like the undertow, like it moves you, you know?
Absolutely.
But when it's all on you and it's the Kelly Clarkson show or the Rosie O'Donnell show, then it's on you. And you have to really deliver, you know?
Every day.
Without written lines, without pre-written lines, just an hour live every day. And today with all of the, you know, cancellations and you can't say this, you can't say that. You know, I wonder how it would be to do the show live today. Not a lot of the shows that you see on TV are live anymore.
No, but that's what
Regis
made
and
show
Kelly,
so
which
much
is
fun.
Regis and Kelly, I just called it. That's
Kelly,
how
that
old
was
I am.
15 years ago, Regis.
Yeah, Kelly and Mark. That's
Kelly
live
and Mark,
every
that's
day.
Right.
Yes,
but that was the fun of
the
your show.
One.
Was that it was an event every day? It was a live event, and I remember setting my alarm so that I could tune in live to watch it, even before
so
I was
sweet.
In the audience.
Right,
you
right.
You know, it was the event, and you never knew, is she going to get in a food fight with Marjorie today? What is she going to do? You know what I mean? Like, what's going to happen today? Anything
yeah,
can
I
happen.
Didn't know.
That
Listen,
was the
we
most
had a
fun
great,
part.
We had the greatest staff. We had the greatest environment. Everybody was happy working there. Everybody felt appreciated, I think. We got them off on the summers. We had a nursery that they could bring their kid to.
Yes.
I don't know. We tried to make it good, and I'm glad it came through. But it was a joy to do, and those 6 years were really, really wonderful. But I knew I couldn't live at that altitude of fame. It was very, very difficult. I need took a long time to get back down to earth. You know?
Yes, and I read your book.
Celebrity Detox.
Celebrity Detox. Yes,
right, right.
Where you said I didn't even know how to get home to my own house.
Right, because I'd been driven.
From the studio, because you've been driven. Right. So you don't even know.
Every day for 6 years. I didn't drive for 6 years, pretty
that's
much.
That's deep.
That's deep.
That's really deep. Well,
but
you're
life
doing
is good,
good
now. Exactly. I'm enjoying my life as it is. And listen, Jimmy, I enjoy you so much. I'm so happy for all your success.
Oh, you're so
I'm
nice.
So happy that we're friends.
Me
and
too.
I love you very much.
I love you too. You're a wonderful person. And you know, it's funny when, like I said earlier, when you love somebody through the TV and you don't really know them, then you get to know them and they're even better.
Oh,
that's my experience.
That's
with
the
you.
Sweetest.
But it's true.
Jimmy.
You're even better. You're even better
thank
not through
you.
The TV.
Well, thank you so much. I will be not through the TV, I think, from now on. But
I
that's
hope
okay.
So.
I had some good times on that TV.
You'll be back. You'll be back.
You never know. Who
people
knows?
Want
but
Rosie
I love you, and
I
we're going to go,
too.
And we're going to, you know, answer some questions and do
all
what we
right.
Do.
That sounds good.
All right. Jimmy Smigula is starring right now in Spamalot on Broadway. Also, Baby Mouth, his podcast.
Baby Mouth, give it a listen. It's up
give
there.
Give it a listen. It's up there. All right, sweetie. Thank
bye,
you so
bro,
much.
I love you.
We'll be right back with a couple of questions from you, our lovely listeners. That's my buddy Jimmy Smigula, and we're back, and we now have some questions from you. Here we go.
Hi, Rosie. My name is Alexandre. I would like to know, if possible, what are the three movies that you most like, the ones that you go when you need to forget everything and just watch a movie and relax? Mine are Out of Africa, The Way We Were, and The House of Spirits. Those are the movies that I watch when I needed to forget about everything else. Thank you for everything, and thank you for your podcast. I'm a big fan, and take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Alexandre. That's a beautiful name, and that's a wonderful question. You know, it's funny. The first movie that came to my mind, of course, is The Sound of Music. Because there, you know, we fight against Nazis, we sing in harmony, and we climb over the mountains to freedom. It seems to me the perfect film, and it is by far my favorite one. And it's funny that you said Out of Africa, because I had just started college, could it have been? Or I was just out of college. I don't remember. But the movie came out and I had been at a party all night long at college, and I went in the morning to go see it. And this is how much I saw. I once had a farm in Africa. I fell asleep. When I woke up, I heard, I once had a farm in Africa. I was like, well, that was a lot of money for a nap. So that's so funny. But it is a beautiful film. I have seen it since, but try not to fall asleep after the first line. The other movies, The Way We Were, I agree. That gives me thrills and chills. And I love the movie Moulin Rouge. Yes, you can. There's so many movies for me. But you know what really lifts my soul and my spirit when I want to really just get away and be in my own space with my own brain? Broadway musicals. You know, I go to see, or I put on a musical, or Broadway musicals lift me. They've been the life raft so many times in the middle of my stormy life. And I've gotten to the shore safely thanks to Broadway musicals. So that's what I would say. But thank you for the question, honey. And thank you for calling. And I hope that, I hope you're good. Okay. We got one more. Brittany Spears.
Hi, Rosie. My name is Brittany. I am calling you from outside of Palm Springs, California. I do have a question for you. What is the one question you always wished that someone would ask you, and what's your answer to that question? Thank you. Love you.
Brittany. Hi, Brittany. You know what? I can't even think of one because I've been asked pretty much everything. You know, I've been at this business for over 30 years, and I've been asked many, many, many things in different interviews. So I would have to think about that, Brittany. Can I think about that and get back to you? Because, or go on my TikTok when I finally figure it out. I'll say, hey, Brittany from the podcast, this one's for you. And I will figure out what that question could be. I've really got to spend some time thinking of that one because off the top of my head, I can't think of one. You know, I'm sorry. I feel like I failed the listeners. Thank you. All right, everyone. That's all we got. On next week's show, we will listen to and talk about the messages you left after listening to the Lyle Menendez episode. So if you like, listen to that episode again. So that's next week's show. And hey, everyone, no choice. Onward. See you next week.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.